the key is that you build relationships and that you get yourself exposed to people that are smart, that can help you learn, and then also hopefully help open doors for you across across many avenues, and then you have choice.
That's Sally Squire, Chief Operating Officer of Allspring. I'm Christine Collins.
And I'm Tyndall Bricky.
And you're listening to On the Trading Desk. Tyndall and I are co-leads of the Women's Allspring Connectivity Group, or the ACG, and today we'll be speaking with Sally in honor of Women's History Month and today, International Women's Day. We'll be talking with Sally about what propelled her career, but also the impact of mentors, overcoming challenges, and the importance of influencing the next generation of women leaders. Thank you for joining us today, Sally.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
All right, Sally, you're Chief Operating Officer now, but what are some of the different roles you've had over your career prior to this role?
Yeah, I started my career in New York, where I went through a management training program for a Wall Street firm. That gave me a lot of exposure to different areas of it. It was a diversified financial services firm, so I got to look at lots of different areas. I was ultimately placed in a role where I worked for a sales manager for a high net worth brokerage desk, and I did all sorts of different things. I did recruiting. I did client management system. I had to do the daily call for the broker meetings. And then I ended up moving to California. I resigned from my job, moved to California. I did not have a role. It took me a little bit longer to get a job than I expected when I moved to California. And I ended up taking a temp job with the firm that I was ultimately placed with. And that got me a full-time role as an HR. And then I had an HR business partner role, which then led to an HR management role, which ultimately led me to a business role in Wells Fargo Asset Management, which became Allspring. So that's what started my pathway, I would say, on the road to my current role.
Wow, that's really interesting. And what propelled you to start your career in finance?
I think I was good at math, right? So I think I went to college and I got into the School of Business. I went to Lehigh University. And so, you know, my father was in business. And I think I just decided that I wanted to kind of follow in similar footsteps. He was in the oil business, so he was, but he was in banking. And I was good in math. And then I chose finance as my major. So that is what actually ultimately led me to getting a couple of internships and then kind of started to go from there.
What about some of the challenges, Sally, that you may have encountered along the way? Can you speak to any?
Yeah, I've had a great career where I haven't had massive setbacks, but I think I've had a lot of the challenges that everybody has, right, in terms of that first year out of school, kind of navigating what you want to do. I mean, I think everybody thinks they know what they want to do. And I did have a finance career, but when I was sitting there doing that morning call every morning, I wasn't really that passionate about it, right? So I was really struggling as to what I want to do. And the key there is that you just kind of sit back and not think everything's forever, right? And so it's kind of, you have to navigate things you don't like very much and to get ultimately to the place that I think really is your passion and motivates you. You know, the other challenges I think are just the same thing that everybody has: organizational challenges, people challenges, some managers who advocate for you, others who do not, you know, so it's navigating all the different personalities. I think what actually drew me to asset management and this team is I got to work with a lot of different portfolio managers. And so managing a lot of different personalities, figuring out how to navigate those and change how you approach one person versus another. I didn't always do it perfectly, but again, you learn through those mistakes. And so the rest is, you know, history.
And, you know, one thing that we here at Allspring, we know we need to get more women in the asset management industry. So how do you think Allspring can influence young women to start a career in finance?
You know, one of the things that I love about Allspring is that we do have a lot of senior women. We can get better for sure. I think the key for us is to celebrate the successes that we have. Reach out, do a lot of outreach to our schools, and universities. Our communities, really. I think whether or not it's starting your career or coming back after our maternity leave, right, there's a lot of opportunity for us to attract women at different stages of their lives. And we've had success at hiring new, you know, mothers that are coming out of maternity leave who've never had a background in financial services, but really have a general background in some sort of business or some sort of skill that we can apply. And we have to push each other, right? I think that's the other thing. I think that the rhetoric is correct, right? Which is, I think women tend to doubt themselves a little bit more. They tend to not push themselves into positions that they think are beyond their skill set. And I think that that ultimately holds us back, right? So when I look back at my career, that the leaps and the risks that I've taken, it's because I've been pushed, right? I've been pushed by a mentor. I've been pushed by, somebody who saw a talent in me and said, hey, you should try this or you should try that. And I think that we just need to do more of that with each other.
So you just mentioned having a good mentor. Have you had any impactful female mentors or sponsors over your career? And the second part question to this is, does it matter even what gender your sponsor or mentor is if they're not of the same gender?
In my experience, it has not mattered. I've had just as many positive female mentors as well as male mentors. So I'll kind of touch on both. I think even my first job, that there were many senior women on the desk. And in fact, I think women led the team that I was working for. So, I had lots of women in my sphere of influence. And I think for me, mentorship is really about building relationships with people that you work with and for. And so they didn't necessarily set out to be mentors, but I developed relationships with them. And you can really learn a lot if you ask questions and spend time with people and go out of the way. And that's really, I think, what propelled me to get some of the support and advocacy that I've got. And, I think that equally, I've had such successful male advocates as well. A lot of my leaders early on were male, and they really, again, they pushed me just as much, and in some cases more than some of my women colleagues. So I think, what I've learned is that the key is that you build relationships and that you get yourself exposed to people that are smart, that can help you learn, and then also hopefully help open doors for you across many avenues. And then you have choice.
Yeah. And just to flip it around, have you personally mentored women or influenced younger women to, take that next step or to push that person to take that next risk in your career? And did it happen organically or inorganically?
I would say that, I first start with, the basics, right, which is I get really involved in college recruiting. So that's something that's been a passion of mine from the beginning. Obviously, I started my career there, and I still think it's really important, right, to go out there and recruit and be part of bringing in new women to the organization. So that's number one. Number two, I think as I became a manager and had more women and more opportunity to hire women, I have pushed, in fact, I some of my colleagues that I work with today, I've pushed them into roles that they first said, absolutely not. There's no way I'm doing that job. And, after a couple of meetings and a lot of celebrating successes, really, that give more, I would say, empowerment and optimism that they could do the job, right? They took it on and did a wonderful job. Right. A better job than it had been done before. So I have, I can do more of it. Right. And I think that we all can do more of it, but absolutely.
So Sally, I have to ask you this. I mean, you're a member of the executive leadership team. You're on the Allspring board. Do you ever have imposter syndrome in your job?
Every day. I think that I doubt myself as well, right? I didn't come up as a technical portfolio manager. I didn't. And so I think if you don't have imposter syndrome, also it means you're not pushing yourself enough, right, to go into areas where you're not absolutely sure of everything. And I think that the key for me there to continue to work and navigate and improve is to surround yourself with people that know, that are experts in what they do, or that really look at the team, right? So I'm part of a village, right, if you will, right? So I think that's the key, is that you have people around you that will help you, that will pick you up when you stumble, because I think we all stumble. I certainly have quite a bit, but it's something that you realize once you have it once, right, you learn something and you make your way through it, and then it gives you that kind of confidence to take the next risk and the next risk. And I think that's where it's really important to again, take risks throughout your career.
So Sally, I work on the investment side, and oftentimes I find myself as the only woman in the room, and you hope that they remember you for good reasons. So when has being a woman in finance, if ever, been an advantage for you?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I don't really think of it that way, right? So I'm not one that has really focused too much on gender as I've gone through, but I've certainly been aware of it. So I've been aware when I'm the only woman in the room for sure. I think, you know, at times I'm the youngest person in the room. I remember early on thinking, gosh, what am I doing here? I don't have experience relative to others. But, you know, I think the advantage of being the only woman in the room, I mean, could be that I think through things differently, right? So I think that I approach issues differently. I have a different experience than most of the people in the room, which gives me a way to solve issues in a different way. I may ask questions in a way that you know, most of the males in the room may not. You know, the key is that you don't focus, I guess, as much on gender being the reason for something or not for something, right? And I think you just you work through it and you build relationships, right? I think that's really what it's about. And I think you can be the only female in the room and you can be the only male in the room and it really shouldn't have an impact on kind of how the conversation goes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sally, for being with us here today and for sharing your insights. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be here. I love celebrating International Women's Day. And so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Visit allspringglobal.com to receive more market insights and investment perspectives from Allspring Global Investments. To hear the latest from our thought leaders on the ever-changing investment landscape, you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening and joining us on the road to investing elevated. This material is provided for informational purposes only and is for professional, institutional, or qualified clients, investors, not for retail use outside the U.S. This material does not constitute an offer or solicitation and in any case is not intended to be used in any jurisdiction or to any person where it would be unauthorized or unlawful to do so. Allspring Global Investments, Allspring, is the trade name for the asset management companies of Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, a holding company indirectly owned by certain private funds of GTCR, LLC, and Reverence Capital Partners, LP. Unless otherwise stated, Allspring is the source of all data, which is current or as of the date stated. Past performance is not a guarantee or reliable indicator of future results. All investments contain risk. Content is provided for informational purposes only, with no representation regarding its adequacy, accuracy, or completeness, and should not be relied upon. Views, opinions, assumptions, or estimates are not necessarily that of Allspring and are subject to change without notice. And this communication does not contain investment advice, an investment recommendation, or investment research, as defined under local regulation of the respective jurisdiction. Copyright 2023 Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, all rights reserved. March 2023.